Monday, March 2nd. OMG! Saturday night was a complete nightmare! How bad was it? So bad! I'm breaking into a cold sweat and having traumatic flashbacks just writing about it. That was me screaming. Sorry. Must stop screaming! Anyway, I can hardly believe the crazy mess I got myself into this time. I wondered if they allowed diaries in jail, because that's exactly where I was headed. No joke. The authorities were about to place me under arrest. But girlfriend wasn't going down without a fight. And by fight, I mean trying to figure out whether I could sneak out of a nearby window, crawl onto a 6-inch ledge, dangle by my fingertips over a railing, and then jump 5 floors to the ground below without splattering myself all over the parking lot. Probably not. But it gets worse. My BFFs, Chloe and Zoe, were getting arrested too. And it was all my fault. I was such a horrible person. I totally deserved it if they unfriended me on Facebook. If only I hadn't dragged them into this mess. I was just minding my own business and writing in my diary when I got that call Saturday morning. Hello, Nikki? Great news. I'm in town today with my new group, the Bad Boys. I'd love to meet with you to discuss recording your band's song, Dork's Rule. The only problem is that we'll be leaving soon to go on a world tour, so I can only meet with you tonight. Otherwise, it'll be about 7 months before my schedule clears up again. Do you think you can make it to the Bad Boys concert tonight? OMG. Mr. Chase? Yes, I'd love to. But that concert sold out months ago in like 10 minutes. My 2 BFFs camped out in line overnight and still couldn't get any tickets. No problem. I'll give you 3 backstage passes so you can bring a couple of your band members. Just pick them up at the reserved tickets window, okay? That was when I completely fainted. Well, actually, almost completely fainted. Backstage passes? That's awesome. Thank you, Mr. Chase. I'll see you tonight. I could not believe this was happening. My band, actually, I'm not really sure yet, might get a record deal. I hung up the phone and immediately called Chloe and Zoe to see if they wanted to go to the concert. They answered with one word. Scoo-wee! We all agreed it was going to be the most fun we'd had together since, yesterday. When we arrived at the arena, we waited in line with thousands of excited fans. But you'd never guess who we just happened to run into on our way to the ticket window. Mackenzie! And of course, she was surprised to see us, too. OMG, what are you losers doing here? She said, turning up her nose at us in disgust like we were a bunch of lowly maggots suffering from a terminal case of diarrhea or something. We're here to see the show. What else? I answered, like it wasn't a big deal at all. Well, have fun way up there in the cheap nosebleed section. I managed to snag front row seats. If the Bad Boys come down onto the main floor, I'll tell them you guys said hello. Not, Mackenzie taunted. Then she waved her tickets right under our noses, really slowly, like they were freshly baked red velvet cupcakes with extra sprinkles or something. But I just stared right into her beady little eyes. Well, girlfriend, I hope you have fun in the front row because we're going to be backstage, I said. Then I waved our tickets right under her nose really slowly. Yeah, Chloe added, doing jazz hands. We have VIP special access, backstage passes. While we meet and greet, you can weep. And if we run into the bad boys backstage, we'll tell them you said hello, Zoe said, batting her eyes all sweetly. Not. Mackenzie just stood there in shock, staring at us with her mouth dangling wide open. The thought of us dorks hanging out with the celebs backstage must have given Mackenzie a mini nervous breakdown or something, because she accidentally knocked over her bottled water and completely drenched Chloe. Thank goodness Zoe had a pack of tissues in her purse. We tried our best to calm Chloe down and dry her off. OMG, I'm all wet. I couldn't believe Mackenzie didn't even bother to apologize to Chloe for being such a klutz. She just disappeared. How rude. Anyway, since the show was going to be starting in less than 10 minutes, we placed our coats and stuff in a locker and rushed to the backstage entrance. A grumpy-looking security guard was stationed there, checking IDs and buzzing people in. Excuse me, sir, I said excitedly. We need to get backstage. We were invited here by Mr. Trevor Chase and have backstage passes.
Yeah, right, he grumbled. And I'm Sleeping Beauty. You and 900 other girls all have backstage passes. Now stop bugging me before I have you removed from the premises for attempted unauthorized entry.
No, we really do, I said, opening my purse to grab our tickets. See? They're right here. Only there was a small complication. The tickets weren't in the little pocket thingy inside my purse. Wait a minute, I giggled nervously as I dug around in my purse. I just have to find them. The security guard rolled his eyes and glared at me. Nikki, give the nice man our tickets. Now, Zoe said with a fake smile plastered across her face. Stop messing around before you get us thrown out of here, Chloe whisper shouted in my ear. I grinned at the scowling security guard. Sir, could you please excuse us for a moment? We turned our backs to the security guard and huddled together for an emergency meeting. I can't find our tickets, I shrieked quietly. It's like they've disappeared into thin air. What? Chloe and Zoe both gasped. Maybe I just overlooked them, I muttered as I frantically dumped out my purse. Our tickets should be in here somewhere. But there were no tickets to be found. That's when we started to panic. Listen, they've got to be around here somewhere, Zoe said, trying to stay calm. Nikki, you rush back to the ticket window to see if you left them there. Chloe and I will check the locker to make sure you didn't leave them with our coats and stuff. Don't worry, guys. I'm sure we'll find them. Then we took off in search of our lost backstage passes. By the time I made it back to the ticket window, it was closed because the show had already started. Unfortunately, I didn't see our tickets anywhere. And Chloe and Zoe didn't have any luck either. It was my brilliant idea to call Trevor Chase and explain our predicament, but unfortunately, his voicemail was full. Things quickly went from bad to worse. When we told the security guard we'd lost our tickets and asked for his help, he just yelled at us.
You have exactly 60 seconds to get out of my arena, he snarled, or I'll place you all under arrest for trespassing.
That's when I got really mad and totally lost it.
Yeah, right, Mr. Grumpy. It's not like you actually own this arena. Besides, you're not even a real police officer.
I screamed at him. But I just said that inside my head so no one else heard it but me. I had a really sick feeling in my stomach. Only one other person knew about our backstage passes. Mackenzie! And now it was quite obvious to me that she had accidentally, on purpose, dumped water on Chloe to distract us and then disappeared into thin air, right along with our tickets. OMG, I felt so angry and frustrated, I wanted to cry. If I didn't somehow figure out how to get backstage to see Trevor Chase ASAP, our record deal was going to be history. He might be available again in 7 months, but life is so uncertain. Hey, he could be dead by then. My BFFs were even more disappointed than I was. I'm really sorry things didn't work out as planned, Nikki, Chloe said glumly.
Yeah, what cruddy luck, Zoe sighed.
We really didn't have any choice but to give up and leave. Plus, that security guard was eyeballing us like we were planning to rob a ticket window or something. When he glanced at his watch, I knew he was probably thinking we only had 35 seconds left to get out of his arena or else. Heartbroken, Chloe, Zoe, and I blinked back our tears and then slowly began the long trek back to the front entrance. My exciting career as a pop star has ended even before it officially got started. Unfortunately, I have to stop writing now. My bratty sister and her crazy puppet friend, Miss Penelope, just came rolling up in my bedroom like they're my roomies or something. Why was I not born an only child?